Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen. It's the 13th of September and I'm walking to work on what is going to be the hottest day of the week. Supposedly going up to 30 degrees today and sun's out. Definitely feels quite warm. The weird thing is that because it gets quite cool overnight, it feels quite chilly in the house. So when you get outside, it's kind of, ooh, it's actually quite warm. You know, or you put a jumper on inside and then when you get outside, it's a bit surprising how warm it actually is. That's nice. So yeah, so I found myself standing at the platform this morning in the sun thinking, ooh, that's nice. Bit of sunshine. I wonder whether it's going to feel really like 30 degrees in the summer because, the sun comes up later, doesn't go quite as high, disappears earlier, obviously, and, I don't know, it doesn't feel quite as warm. It's definitely September, and there's always a nice autumnal breeze to accompany it. That's quite nice. It's not that unusual though, because I remember seeing in my diary that last year I have several entries for had ice cream with the kids in the garden after school, and we wouldn't be doing that if it wasn't this warm. So yeah. Having said that, we've got a busy day today. Another one. It's also quite windy. That's not ideal. So Henry kicked off the day with early morning maths. Some maths club he's doing at school. But that's making his Tuesday even longer, of course. So he's got to go in early. Then they're at after school club. And then Beavers, of course. We've got the AGM tonight, which means we're going to look at stuff they've done over the past year. It's going to be more interesting this year than last, I think, because Henry's actually done that year, so we'll recognise a few things. And then they always have a barbecue, so that'd be nice. Especially on a day like this, it'd be perfect. That'll be the end of the day. Very long one. Yesterday I didn't record because I walked back up to the house with a friend. So it seems this whole walking to school by themselves doesn't work for all the children, because the ones that live on the other side of the high street, apparently they sort of start off and then some of them have a mobile, so they start texting each other, oh yeah, I'm going to pick you up, and then they all sort of pick each other up and then appear as a gang of about 10. And that wasn't quite the idea. They were also told to go straight home, because apparently they do that on the way home as well. They drop each other off, which is not what they're meant to do, especially not if it's a completely different direction. So my friend was a bit concerned because her daughter didn't like it. Her daughter just wants to go to school and then straight back, just as what they said they should be doing. I think quite a few of the kids are sort of a bit more advanced in terms of their outlook. They're more behaving like teenagers. We don't have that option because we haven't got that many children that live on our side. So most Amelia manages is to walk home with her friend until her friend sort of peels off to go in a slightly different direction while she carries on home, so that's not too big a problem. And then this morning she could also walk to school all by herself. Since Henry was already there. But sounds like there's quite a few things to be considered in all this. Other than that, yesterday was busy because I was working again, and then I also had to go to the fish shop, get the water tested, get some more fish. I was too tired yesterday to do an update on that, so I'll have to do that when I can next squeeze it in. Might not be today or even tomorrow. Because work's still busy, so, and I could be working many more hours, but turns out I don't have them, so that's all right then. Weekend we were back to our normal sort of what we do in term time. Swimming lessons, tap lessons. And then Simon and I had indulged in some DIY on Sunday, which was quite novel. No, actually it is quite warm, but maybe that's just because I'm wearing trousers. Maybe I should have gone for a skirt after all. Oh well. We'll see. There was this wooden bit under the lounge window that just looked like it was decaying quietly and like it needed painting. The paint was peeling off. I think that's why people replace these things with plastic, because then you can save yourself the yearly paint job. Turned out it wasn't actually as bad as I thought. It was literally just the paint peeling off, because I think they didn't use proper paint. Oh, they must have done something wrong, because the paint underneath was actually still intact. There were several layers on it. Like with everything in our house, there's always several layers to it. So Simon did some sanding and then I did some painting, and I've got two more coats to do. So let's hope the nice weather continues, even though I can't do anything with it today, obviously. I have to wait until I'm next there with no rain forecast. But it's looking a lot tidier already, so it's good. Oops. There's a small boy run into a man and they kind of got a bit entangled, and he looked like he was in a hurry and the child couldn't get out. I think it was too much man in front of him. He didn't know which way to go. Busy. This week's going to be probably busy as well, but hey. I will take some time off for nice things. I think I can't just work all the time, so we'll see how it goes. I think that's enough rambling for me for one day, even if I missed yesterday. So I'll finish off here and hopefully I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.